Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
A murder curl case reopens in Duluth, in which Norcross resident has been implicated in a federal mortgage fraud scheme. I'll let you know, coming up on the Sunday edition of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Hey guys, it's Amanda Lee, your local host and Gwinnett native. 2020 has been a different year for sure, but if the time's come for you and your family to buy or sell a new home, Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and the team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years now, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy Slappy Properties consists of more than 35 realtors that realize fostering strong relationships with the community is the key to their business. They work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes or newly built, they have listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference at Peggy Slappy Properties, they're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call at 770-271-5555. Peggy Slappy Properties delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
It's Sunday, September 27th, 2020. Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. I'm your host, Marcel Portu. Before we go to headlines, here's a quick look at today in history. On this day in 1779, a Continental Congress appoints John Adams to travel to France to negotiate treaties of peace and commence with Great Britain during the Revolutionary War. Henry Ford's first Ford Model T automobile leaves a Paquette plant in Detroit, Michigan in 1908. In 1912, W.C. Handy published Memphis Blues, considered the first blues song. And in 1962, Rachel Carson's Silent Spring was published and became one of the most influential books in the modern environmental movement. Here's what made the news today in Gwinnett County. Nearly 8 years after Robert Mixon was shot to death in a Satellite Boulevard apartment, the murder case took a new turn this week when DNA evidence led to Gwinnett County Police taking out warrants upon a suspect. Mixon, who lived in an apartment complex in the Duluth area, was killed in November 2012. Police now believe Nassar Matheson, who is currently in jail elsewhere in Georgia, unrelated charges, irresponsible for the murder. Gwinnett Police Corporal Colin Flynn said the warrants taken out against Matheson are for aggressive assault and felony murder. At the time of Mixon's murder, the Daily Post reported that two men, one of whom was reportedly Mixon's roommate, discovered his body lying on the floor in the apartment's living room. He was 33 years old when he died. Police quickly determined that his murder was not of a random case, according to reports from that time. On Friday, Flynn said the cold case investigator worked with investigators from the Gwinnett County District Attorney's Office to gather additional evidence linking Matheson to the murder after he was identified as a suspect. The police and the DA's office have been working on the case over the years. A Norcross woman is one of 12 people who have been charged by federal law enforcement for their involvement in mortgage fraud scheme. Federal officials said a dozen people involved in the scheme were filing fraudulent loan applications using fabricated documents so they could use mortgage lenders to form mortgages to people who were, in reality, not eligible for the mortgages. More than 100 mortgage applications were approved over the four-period time because of the scheme. Norcross resident Stephanie Hogan is one of at least two document fabricators, according to fabrication bank statements and earning documents as part of the scheme. Prosecutors accused other people who were allegedly involved in the scheme of serving as employment verifiers who were supposed to take calls and respond to emails from lenders who were trying to verify the information of the mortgage applications. Gwinnett County Solicitor General Brian Whiteside and the Georgia Retail Association are teaming up to encourage Georgians to follow face mask policies in retail establishments around Gwinnett County and across the state. White and the Georgia Retail Association Executive Director Thomas Busey created a joint public service announcement urging compliance with face mask policies. Whiteside's office said it supports businesses who choose to require customers wear a face mask and follow other guidelines in the store. A customer who attacks employees at a store for asking the customer to wear a face mask can be prosecuted, with each offense carrying 12 months in jail or on probation, as well as a fine up to $1,000, according to the solicitor's office. How can residents hear from the candidates from the District 1 Commissioner of Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners? And who won the Brookwood Mill Creek battle on the gridiron? Coming up, I'll tell you on the Gwinnett Daily Podcast. Stay with me.
This is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Residents of Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners District 1 will get a chance to hear from the candidates vying to be the District Commissioner later this month. The Gwinnett Place and Sugarloaf Community Improvement Districts announced that they will hold a Commission District 1 candidates forum from 6 through 8 p.m. on September 30th. Democratic candidate Kirkland Cardin and Republican candidate Lori McLean are scheduled to perform in the forum. Due to the limit on large gatherings because of the COVID-19 pandemic, voters will be able to watch the forum live on the Gwinnett Place CID's Facebook page. A maximum of 40 people will be allowed to watch the forum in person, but must register prior to the events. Brookwood's Marquise Groves Killebrew intercepted the pass and caught a game-clinching 51-yard touchdown, leading the Broncos to a 24-13 win over Mill Creek at Brookwood Community Stadium on Friday. Brookwood improved to 3-0 on the season. The Broncos were led by quarterback Dylan Longeron, who threw for 256 yards and two touchdowns. Teammate Alexander Diggs rushed for 83 yards and one score. Mill Creek got 90 rushing yards from Joshua Battle. Other scores of note from Friday night include Norcross defeating South Gwinnett 45-14, Grayson winning at Archer 26-7, Collin Hills over Rome 28-14, Parkview defeated Loganville 42-0, and Wesleyan won over Loganville Christian 28-0. You're not the only one who's walking around sleep deprived, so are your kids. Find out why experts say our children and teens need far more sleep than they're getting. Gary Crawford has a story.
How much sleep do we need? Well, experts say that depends on our age. Oh, yes, babies, they need a lot of sleep, 14 hours. But they often don't want to sleep when we do. Thus, there are the rocking of cradles and weird lullabies like this.
Lullaby, bye, bye, baby. Sleep, 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 Jackson. Shoot the talcum to me, Malcolm.
Ah, yes, for babies. But what about young children and then adolescents or teenagers or us, for that matter? For decades, we have been told 8 hours is good for just about anybody.
Even our kids. It is so not. It is so different for kids.
Susan Harris is a nurse and sleep expert with University of Nebraska Extension. She spent much of her career studying sleep, educating and advising people about it. And she says many parents are not clued in to how much sleep their kids really need.
There was one study that showed that 70% of parents thought that their kids were getting enough sleep, when actually only 25% of them were actually getting enough sleep.
Which would be for younger children, at least 8.5 hours or so. But Harris says many, many kids are not getting anywhere near enough sleep each night.
Based on some data of over 750,000 children, kids today sleep 2 hours less than they did 100 years ago. 2 hours.
But of course, 100 years ago, no TV, no smartphones, no computers to keep kids up late. Harris says when adults don't sleep enough, the result is grogginess, just feeling tired and slow. It's the opposite for children.
They are bouncing off the walls, and it's very similar to ADHD symptoms and signs. So a lot of times these children are taken to the doctor. The doctor is told what kinds of symptoms there are, and they are given drugs, Ritalin, Adderall, you know, and these drugs are the kinds of drugs that keep even adults awake at night. So it's a dangerous situation, and it's misdiagnosed many times. It's been estimated up to 50% of diagnoses are misdiagnoses.
But beyond that, studies show for young children, sleep is needed for the learning process.
There's this process called consolidation that takes what you learn during the day and it cements it into your brain with sleep. And without that sleep, much of it just flies away, never to be remembered again.
Now, on to teenagers. You would think if children need at least 8 hours, teens could do with less. Harris says that is completely wrong.
They should have 9 to 10 hours of sleep per night.
With less than 9 hours, their mental and physical performance is impaired. So how much sleep are they really getting? One study says
69.1% of high school students report sleeping 7 hours or less on a regular basis. This is so unhealthy. This is their growth time. They need that sleep to form their brains and to have coordination and to do things rationally.
Now, it appears most of us are sleeping less by choice, but next time we'll delve into insomnia, when you can't sleep even though you want to so very badly. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you for joining me and for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, your hyper-local news on the run. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and residents of Gwinnett County. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all of the latest updates. And if you have a comment or question, we'd love to hear it. Just call the podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might even share your comment on an upcoming show. The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Perdue producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
Brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. More information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.